Welcome to the Maximize Health Show. You will get up-to-date health information, healthy tips and tricks using proven preventive and integrative therapies, and more. Keep in mind that mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness are just as important to health as physical well-being. I am your host, Dr. Nicole, your double board certified family medicine and preventive medicine physician. I help busy professionals minimize their use of medications and maximize their health using integrative therapies and lifestyle change. Through my books, programs, and seminars, you will get healthy and stay healthy. You can find me on all social media platforms at drnicolemd.com. That is drnicolemd.com. So I wanted to start off today by talking about COVID-19. I am getting so many questions about COVID-19, but a lot of people want to know about some immune system boosting tips to keep COVID-19 in check. So, you know, for those of you all who don't know what COVID-19 is, it's a respiratory disease caused by a new coronavirus, and it spreads from person to person by inhaling virus particles or by touching contaminated surfaces. So the disease has been named Coronavirus Disease 2019. So it's abbreviated COVID-19. Well, as you all know by now, COVID-19 is overwhelming our healthcare system. COVID-19 is 10 times more lethal than the flu, and it's a new disease. So with that comes new issues. So there's no real treatment, such as the Tamiflu for the flu, no vaccines, no real understanding of what is actually working with various treatments, etc. So the unknown is what's making us more cautious. So with all of this to consider, it is time for us to maximize our health as much as possible. So I do have a list of questions that people have asked me over these past several months, which will give some key immune boosting tips that I not only use myself, but I often recommend to others. So one of my first questions is, what kinds of foods and supplements can we consume to boost our immune system? So I like to always start off by saying eat a whole foods, plant-based diet. Eat at least 7 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. Make sure you include green leafy vegetables into your diet daily. Avoid processed foods as much as possible. Another thing you can do is juicing, or you can drink fresh, cold-pressed vegetable and fruit juices. They are excellent ways to boost your immune system. So cold-pressed juices are juices exposed to minimal heat and air, so they're able to hold on to more vitamins, minerals, and enzymes present in the whole fruit. So if you don't have access to cold pressed juice, you can make fresh juicing using any juicer or a blender if you don't have a juicer, but you can still reap the benefits. Avoid juice with added sugars and preservatives. Another thing I tell people is to take a zinc supplement every day. Zinc prevents the virus from replicating, and it also lessens the duration and severity of your viral illnesses. You can also take vitamin C. The best form of vitamin C to take is liposomal vitamin C. So the liposomes deliver more vitamin C into your body's circulation compared to traditional vitamin C supplements. But you know, if you're not able to purchase liposomal vitamin C, that is okay. But you may have to take higher doses to be more effective. Vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant and is necessary for the growth and repair of all bodily tissues. Vitamin C has also been shown to lessen the duration and severity of some viral illnesses. And you may be aware, and some may not, that some treatments for COVID-19 include some vitamin C and as well as zinc. Another thing you can do is take a B complex each day. The B vitamins are for stress, and they are building blocks of a healthy body. So they help with energy levels, brain function, and cell health. They include thiamine, which is vitamin B1, riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, niacin, which is vitamin B3, pantothenic acid, which is vitamin B5, pyridoxine is vitamin B6, biotin, folic acid, and the cobalamins, that's vitamin B12. Another important supplement to take is vitamin D3, especially if you're not getting in the sun. Vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. But vitamin D3 has several important functions. So perhaps the most vital are helping your body absorb calcium and phosphorus and is necessary for the proper functioning of your immune system. Another question I have is, what are other things we can do to boost our immune system? So I always want to say exercise regularly, get at least 150 minutes of moderate exercise each week. Get adequate sleep. Allow yourself to get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep each night. And try to minimize stress. Use mind-body therapies like deep breathing, meditation, tai chi, yoga, massage to reduce stress and stay in shape. Don't smoke. And if you drink alcohol, drink only in moderation. Another question I have is, how important is exercise during this unprecedented pandemic? And I will say, exercise is very important. This can be very stressful, fearful, and depressing time for many people. So exercise not only boosts your immune system, but it helps relieve stress. It combats depression by releasing natural endorphins and leaves you with an overall sense of well-being. See, what do we know about the treatment of coronavirus and how effective is it in the United States? So, currently, there is no cure for coronavirus. What we treat the virus with what we call supportive care. So, recommendations for supportive care includes getting plenty of rest, drinking plenty of fluids. For runny nose, it's helpful to use Flonase. If you feel congested, take a cold medicine such as Mucinex D. Or even allergy medicines such as Claritin, zinc, or Allegra, because you just want to dry up the mucus. Make sure you take zinc, vitamin C, and a B complex vitamin. Avoid dairy during this time because dairy can cause inflammation and causes more mucus for the virus to live in. And you also may hear of some of the treatments that they're trying in the hospital setting. Where they are recommending hydroxychloroquine or azithromycin and even remdesivir. Well, hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin have not really been shown to be real effective in treating the symptoms of this virus. Remdesivir shows some promise in that it doesn't treat the symptoms, it just decreases the duration of the virus. So, if you're sick for 14 days, remdesivir may decrease the duration of time of the virus down to 11. So it's of course better to be sick 11 days versus 14 days, but if we, take every effort to keep our immune system in check, then hopefully we will not become ill from the virus. Another question, at what point should one get tested? Well, COVID-19 symptoms they're very similar to flu-like symptoms. Symptoms initially can include the fever, cough, shortness of breath, runny nose, body aches and pains. Additional symptoms can include loss of smell, abdominal cramping, diarrhea. These symptoms usually occur 2 to 14 days after exposure. But we'll keep saying this, we want everybody to be very careful in, going outside and being around others. So we want you to physically distance. Everyone can catch COVID-19. But if you're in a low-risk group, meaning that you are below the age of 60, healthy with no chronic medical conditions, and you feel symptoms, self-isolate, monitor your temperature. But if you have a fever, call your doctor. If you're in a high-risk group, meaning that you have chronic medical conditions, or you may be immune compromised, or you're over the age of 60, and feel symptoms, please self-isolate and call your doctor immediately. So if at any point you are feeling short of breath and or having difficulty of breathing, go to your local emergency department. Only go to the emergency department if you're having urgent symptoms like trouble breathing. Please continue to self-isolate until you are fever-free without fever-reducing medications for 72 hours. See, question number. Okay, so if one recovers from coronavirus, is it still possible for it to spread? That's a good question. So, since this is a new virus, there are still a lot of unknowns. For what we know right now, it is possible to spread the coronavirus during the viral shedding period, which can occur any time during the 2-week incubation period and during active infection. So this is when people can really spread the virus during that 2 to 14 day time period where you're not really feeling symptoms. You can still spread it. That's called the viral shedding period. Please continue to wash your hands for 20 seconds. Physical distance at least 6 feet, wear your masks and shelter in place so that we can flatten the curve. So until next time, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me. I want to end by saying I'm Dr. Nicole, your double board certified family medicine and preventive medicine physician. I help busy professionals use preventive and integrative therapies to not only improve the symptoms of many illnesses, but to cure some illnesses and truly save lives. I will be developing more programs and seminars and books, and through these materials, you will get healthy and stay healthy. So you can find me on all social media at www.drnicolemd.com. That is www.drnicolemd.com. LLEMD.com. Take care. Thank you so much for being here. Please subscribe and also let us know what you would like for us to discuss. For the show notes, please visit my website at drnicolemd.com. That is drnicolemd.com.